We all know the Thanksgiving classics: mashed potatoes, stuffing, and of course, turkey. But what if you want to mix it up a bit? While cranberry sauce bubbled on the stove, Morning Edition host Molly Dove talked with local chef Sarah Mandel in her kitchen in Carbondale. Mandel said her take on Thanksgiving is to bring healthier and tastier food to the table.
So my special twist is still doing traditional dishes, but taking a healthy look at how to prepare those things. So just to give you an example, the cranberry sauce that's popping away over here. So I don't put white sugar in there. I get organic cranberries. I have some little Satsuma oranges in there that I've zested and also put some juice in there. And I've put some honey. And the other thing you can use, I don't have it out here, is coconut sugar.
Oh.
So that affects the glycemic level much less. And it's really tasty. And it makes the cranberry sauce not so like cloyingly sweet. So I say my twist is finding healthier, even tastier. It's healthy, but it's also tastier. And then in the cranberry sauce, I put so my secrets are, this is my stock right over here. Like cranberry, cognac. Bourbon, you know, good old whiskey.
Yep.
And so I put a little Grand Marnier in the cranberry sauce. So that's an idea of how to kick that up.
Yeah.
So it's really a from scratch approach.
For sure. And like, what do you recommend like for people who want to take the healthier but tastier approach? How do you recommend if people aren't very good at cooking and like it's a little intimidating to cook from scratch? Like,
it is.
What do you recommend?
To really keep it simple. You know, just to keep it simple, a lot of people try to, you know, they go online to Bon Appetit and all, they see all the magazines in the market and they get all these magazines and they just get overwhelmed. My recommendation is to get really high quality ingredients. That's the best place to start. And just go with the basics. Like roasting a turkey is really the same technique as roasting a chicken. You've got seasoning, you've got some oil, olive oil and or butter, you know, put some veggies inside of it, some onion, carrot, celery. I put some apple cut up in there and some lemon, and then the poultry blend. And then it's all about basting. The simplest thing is to roast it and just baste with that butter. Just keep basting and basting. That's really the key. So I guess my recommendation would be to keep it very simple. Stay within your comfort zone. Don't get overwhelmed. A great thing that I like to do is have a really nice salad. Like a lot of people say, oh, nobody eats salad on Thanksgiving. But guess what? They do. So a nice fresh salad is a great way to start the meal.
Is there like anything that you make the night before to kind of like not make the actual Thanksgiving day more stressful than it needs to be when you're cooking for a bunch of people?
Well, not only the night before, days before. So I'm starting all my baking today, and I'm doing my cranberry sauce today. I'm going to cook my sweet potatoes for the mashed sweet potatoes. So I do a little bit every day, and I think that that's, you know, start as soon as you can. And, of course, the turkey is the day of, and the gravy is the day of. But I do as much as I can in advance and do, like, the little things that you can prep stuff. So do a little bit each day.
And what do you think makes the best Thanksgiving meal? Like, what about it do you think just really ties everything together, if that makes sense?
The people.
Yeah.
You know, it's just family, friends, people coming together, inviting people that you know don't have a place to go, inviting those people over, making sure, you know, call people that you think might be alone or having a hard time and invite them. But it's really, you know, the food brings people together. And one of my mission statements that's on my website is bringing joy back to the table. Because I find that today with people's schedules, with technology, with then you add in all the dietary guidelines and restrictions and all of that, people come to the table, if they come to the table together, and they're stressed out already about their food.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing is to bring family members together in the kitchen and have everyone, let people help who want to help, and you know, enjoy your time together at the table. It's a great time to come together.